This is the Daily Ebola Update from VOA Africa.
This is Jackson Vunganyi with the roundup of important events and information about the Ebola crisis from Africa, the U.S., and the world. Martin Salia, a surgeon from Sierra Leone who died in a Nebraska hospital earlier this month after contracting Ebola in his homeland, was remembered as a humanitarian and a hero at his funeral in Maryland this past weekend. The 44-year-old doctor was born and raised in Sierra Leone and lived as a permanent resident of the United States with his wife and two sons in New Carlton, Maryland, outside of Washington, D.C. He returned to Sierra Leone in August to help treat victims of Ebola, a deadly virus that has killed at least 5,000 people, mainly in West Africa, in its latest outbreak. In a statement read by a White House representative during the funeral services, President Obama said that by dedicating himself to promoting the health of others, Martin Salia reflected the essential American belief that we have obligations to one another. The World Health Organization says Liberia and Guinea have met the December 1st target for isolating 70% of people infected with Ebola and safely burying 70% of those who die. But conditions in Sierra Leone have worsened. WHO's Dr. Bruce Iward told reporters on Monday in Geneva their ambitious plan to stop the deadly Ebola outbreak in West Africa can quickly reduce the yawning gap between disease levels and the capacity to respond. However, the UN's Anthony Barbary says Sierra Leone, where rates are soaring at the rate of up to 500 cases per week, desperately needs more beds to treat Ebola patients. The UN's Anthony Barbary says health workers will not be able to lower the infection rate unless the nation gets more treatment centers and increases the number of teams trained to safely bury the dead. More than 1,400 have died and 6,800 have been infected in Sierra Leone. The head of the UN mission said 65% of the new cases are occurring in Freetown, the capital, and the northern Port Loko district. The country has only one-fourth of the burial teams it needs to bury those who die of the viral disease. Local cultural practices call for women to wash the bodies of women before they are taken for burial. There are very few women on the trained health teams, so untrained women, family members and friends, now wash the bodies before they call health workers to take away the deceased. The result is greater spread of the virus, Bambari says. In Conakry, French President François Hollande warned against isolating three countries struck by Ebola. Many countries, including several of Guinea's neighbors, have restricted travel from Ebola-affected nations, despite warnings from the WHO that such measures could do serious harm.
You're listening to Ebola Updates from VOA Africa.
Dr. Malonga Matudila from the DRC was part of an international team that was sent to the Northern Democratic Republic of the Congo, then called Zaire, to identify and fight what was to become the first ever recorded Ebola outbreak. He recently spoke to VOA reporter Lenore Mudu about the difference between that first outbreak in the DRC and the current situation in West Africa.
West Africa epidemic is not only different from the 1976, it's different from all the epidemics that occurred between 1976 and 2013. We have had 25 outbreaks, mm-hmm. and all of them were contained in less than 3 months. So this is really different. So now, what is the difference? Mm-hmm. Two factors: speed, the promptness of the reaction. This time, we waited more than 150 days to declare that he had a problem. That's one. And two, we are not following the classical, the strategies that we have been using in the last 28 years.
What strategy
is that? Speed and...
strategy. Speed and strategy.
These are the two things that explain the difference why we are now dealing with a special outbreak.
So we understand the speed. 125 days, of course, is a long time. The sooner, the better. What about the strategy? What is different?
Now, the strategy is, as I was saying before, the main component or the main characteristic of the strategy, if you want to deal with an outbreak, you have to empower communities. What I think is happening in Sierra Leone, Guinea, or Liberia is that they wanted to do everything from the capital city.
Okay.
Instead of empowering communities, local communities, no, they decided to have a team going from Freetown, Morovia, or Conakry to the countryside. And we have seen the reaction. So in Guinea, we have to unfortunately to witness the death of some people who were, let's say, considered as invaders mm-hmm. by local communities. So that was a mistake that we have been doing in this outbreak.
Now, one of my questions is this. We've seen how much the virus has affected the medical community, the health workers, whether they were local health workers, nurses, doctors, or even international, those who come from organizations like MSF and other organizations. So I hear that it's because, I mean, some of the reasons I was told is because of the lack of resources and the doctors are not well trained. But when you send in doctors that are coming from other countries, Western countries, whether even African countries, because we have experts like you, and then these doctors go in and they are still infected. Not as far as Monday, we lost a doctor from Sierra Leone and many others have died. So when you guys went in and did not know much about this disease, how many casualties or how much of an impact did this virus had among the medical workers? And why is it so virulent among the medical workers today?
No, even in those days, 1976, most of the people died. I mean, we lost most of our health people. For instance, in Yambuku, we lost all the Belgian nurses who were working in the hospital.
Okay.
Why? Because Ebola is not very contagious, but if you are in contact with fluids from patients, and that's the only way you can get this contact is by being a health professional, by caring for people like nurses or doctors. You make the slightest mistake, you get it. And once you get it, the chance for you to die chances are very high. Mm-hmm. So that's the problem why we are losing a lot of health personnel, because they are in close contact with the people. But if you are not in close contact with the people, with a sick person, the chance of you getting that the disease is quite low. It's far lower than getting a flu.
And that was the Ebola update from VOA Africa. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. For all the latest information on the Ebola crisis, listen to the news on VOA Africa 24 hours a day or tune into our special Ebola updates Monday through Friday. You can also visit our website at www.voanews.com. For mobile users, the website is ebola.voanews.com.